Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
The National Agri-Marketing Association's annual convention is going to be featuring a presentation this year called The Fall of Advertising and the Rise of PR by Laura Reese, who is a national marketing expert and a best-selling author. And Laura is with me right now, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about her book and about her presentation. Laura, I understand you're going to focus your remarks on the effective use of public relations to build a brand in the mind of consumers. Why do you say that publicity is so important?
Publicity is the key of building a brand because publicity is what gets you in the mind of a consumer. The most important thing is that publicity has credentials. It's not you endorsing your brand, which is what advertising is, but third-party endorsement, somebody else saying that your brand is terrific and is serving a great purpose. And that has enormous influence with consumers.
I guess in a way, kind of like word-of-mouth advertising. Why would you say then a company shouldn't just spend money on advertising and forget about public relations?
Well, first of all, you're right. You brought up the key point. Word of mouth is the most powerful force in all of the universe in terms of building any product, brand, or service in the mind of a prospect. And it's how you get that first mouth talking. And we feel that PR is the best way of getting that first mouth talking. Now, there's other things like merchandising and events that all have varying degrees of credibility with consumers. But we always talk in terms generally of publicity driving as opposed to advertising. It's what you pay for versus what you pray for. And publicity is what you pray for. And therefore, it makes it enormously effective. But driving that word of mouth is really what you want to do at the end of the day.
What happens if a company just puts their money into advertising and forgets about PR?
Well, generally, it's not paid much attention to. See, advertising from a brand or company you've never heard of is usually ignored. People just flip to the next page or tune it out, whether it's on TV or radio or what have you, because it doesn't have credentials. It's not, you know, they don't believe it just because they see it in print, versus they are more likely to listen to what their friends or family or coworkers talk about or what they read about in a trade magazine or a newspaper or hear about on the radio. And so, therefore, when you put lots of money in advertising, it's just not effective, it's not credible, and it's also very expensive. And when a new product is taking off, you don't have a lot of money. So you need to start things slowly. Big, powerful brands start slowly in terms of sale. It's not overnight. So it's better to wait to use those dollars for advertising.
So what ways would you suggest that companies conduct a product publicity campaign, for instance?
Well, overall, the general plan is this. You start with, obviously, a great idea. You want a product that has PR potential, and that's really the key. It's strategically looking about when you're launching a new product or service that you be first in something, because being first is what gets the PR thing going. I mean, that's what newspapers want to talk about, not what product is better. They want to talk about what product is first, what service is first. So it's developing your brand so that you're first in something, so that you have PR potential. And then using PR and striving to have a spokesperson who can be the voice of the brand, it's enormously important. There's so many factors that really go on here, and what I'm going to be talking about at the meeting are all of these, that you need to have the spokesperson, you need to drive with PR, you get that brand established, and then there's a point in time where advertising becomes enormously necessary. It's when that brand is built, when it's established in the mind, then you want to use advertising in a big way. In order to reinforce your brand's message and to block competition. So you save your resources, you save your big guns, so to speak, to the time when the time is right.
Well, we've got a lot of new communications tools out there in the marketplace right now, among them blogging and podcasting. How do you feel about the corporate use of these kinds of communications tools?
Well, I think both blogging and podcasting are really more of a personal thing. I don't think a corporation can have a blog. It needs to be a person. So if your company has and all companies should have a very personable CEO or head spokesperson for that brand, that person can run a blog or do podcastings, and I think can be a very good way to keep in touch with consumers and see what they're talking about, see, get their reactions to different types of things. I myself run a blog talking about our marketing principles and, you know, liked hearing from people to see what they're saying, and I think it can be very effective and certainly be better in many ways than doing advertising. And that it can, you know, get you in touch with people. But there is a time and place for advertising. You know, it is a very effective tool when used correctly. Advertising needs to be used to reinforce something. You don't use advertising to change a mind. You don't use advertising to get in the mind. You use advertising to remind people what they already know. You want them to nod their head yes when they see an advertisement. And then it becomes a very powerful tool.
With regard to blogging and podcasting, how might these new communications tools fit into a PR campaign? Since more people are reading blogs and listening to podcasts, do they fit into a PR campaign?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the blogs and podcasting, I mean, if you're launching a brand, you know, it's not so much about you putting up a blog, but reaching out to bloggers and podcasters out there so they can start talking about your brand. It's not just traditional media that can be used as, you know, PR tools, but all these alternatives, and there's so many out there, and how you can influence bloggers to talk about you in, you know, a positive and natural and credible way to promote your brand and service. And what gets people talking is when you have something to talk about. And, you know, like I say again, it's being first in a new category that gets people talking, that gets people interested. Also having controversy. You know, the book I wrote actually with my partner and father, Al Reese, The Fall of Advertising and the Rise of PR, was very controversial. It continues to be. You know, people discussing whether or not, you know, we're crazy or what. The advertising people and the PR people, and that created a lot of controversy. And the media talked a lot about it, and as a result, it was very successful. So having a brand that creates controversy, again, very important. Who's the enemy? And using PR, that becomes very effective.
Well, as you said, you may say the fall of advertising, but at the same time, you're saying that advertising does fit into a marketing plan.
Absolutely. It's not the death of advertising. It's certainly not the end of advertising. It's just kind of rearranging when advertising is used. I mean, it was traditionally, you launched a new brand, the first question was, well, how much is the ad budget? I mean, that was the way things work, and that's, I think, why you see many exciting new products are not coming from big companies that work in that traditional way of using advertising first, but they're coming from small entrepreneurs who are forced to use PR, which in many ways is much less expensive. They're forced to, you know, be out there hawking it and being their own spokesperson, and that turns out to be the best way to launch a brand. So you see, you know, companies like Google and Red Bull, these were not launched by big companies. These were small entrepreneurs who used PR, not advertising, to build those brands into the, you know, billion-dollar businesses they are today.
What is the reception of media outlets with regard to PR? Like you said, you have to have a story to tell. I think that needs to be stressed to people. It's not just sending out a press release
because
you have to have something that's actually news.
Absolutely. It all comes down, it's strategic thinking from the core. You can't just take the same old thing you've been doing and going out and PRing it. You don't just go out and get PR. You have to actually have a good, solid idea. You have to, you know, you have to find a way that you can be first in a new category. It might come down to changing something about the product or service so that you can be first. And it's incredibly important. PR is difficult, and that's why a lot of companies and people don't want to go that route, because it is much more difficult, because you do have to have an idea. You have to have something that is newsworthy. Anybody, you can advertise anything if you want to. And, you know, advertising is great because you can control the message and control the timing and control the people that are, you know, hit with it. But it doesn't have credibility, and that's the key factor in building any business.
Well, what other thoughts or ideas are you going to be offering to the attendees at the NAMA convention?
Well, I think we pretty much covered it. It's kind of the basics of how you build a brand and how you successfully use and integrate both PR and advertising to make your company successful.
Well, in conclusion, Laura, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company?
Great. Well, we are Reese and Reese, and it's myself and my father, Al Reese, and we've been together over 10 years now, and we're out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we've written several books on marketing and branding. Al's written over 10, and we've written 4 together. And we spend, you know, our time traveling around, speaking, and most of all, doing consulting work with many companies, large, small, entrepreneurs, all of them, and helping them build their brands and focus their companies so that they can own a word in the mind and become successful in the future.
What's your background? Why did you decide to get into this?
Well, you know, my father has been in this business a long time. He at first owned an advertising agency and then focused himself in becoming a marketing strategist after having written several successful books. And I grew up around that atmosphere and was always drawn to the business. And after working a year or so in the advertising industry myself as an account executive at TBWA Advertising in New York, decided that I, you know, wanted to fulfill my lifelong dream of working with my dad. And so we did back in 1994. We started our own company, and he left his previous partner, Jack Trout, and we started Reese & Reese and have been, you know, doing wonders ever since then, having a super time doing it, and really have enjoyed learning from my dad and moving forward all these great ideas he started back with positioning back in the 70s.
All right. Thank you very much, Laura Reese, best-selling author and national marketing expert, who will be presenting The Fall of Advertising and the Rise of PR at the upcoming NAMA convention in Kansas City in April.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.